heater.
On TikTok, we're doing in front of a live audience. Here's some handy life hacks that you can think, and you're like, oh my God, a pasta lighter. Get this one. So, you got, what are they saying here? If your candles are burning too low to reach the wick, there's no reason to go out with it, to go out without your favorite scent. So in other words, instead of burning your fingers and, you know, you start placing your hand in, right? Light a piece of uncooked spaghetti. It'll reach into those deep candles and burn long enough to light the candles. There you go, without burning your hand. Isn't that cool? That's fucking class, man. I love that one. Identify your keys at a glance. So in other words, if you've got keys that look similar, what you can do is put nail varnish on them. And it says here, it seems the older I get, the more keys I carry around. Between the house, car, shed and garage, I have a whole pocket full of keys. To make it easier, paint both sides of the key head with brightly colored nail polish. I use a different color for each key. The nail polish is extremely durable, and you'd be surprised how much it lasts than spray paint. Very interesting. That's a good one. I like that one. I like that one. And then pool noodle water hose. All right. So what's this one about? So they're saying if you need to fill up a bucket that won't fit under your skin's faucet, bust out a pool noodle, set the bucket on the floor, slip the pool noodle over the faucet and run it down the bucket. All right. Well, if you're in Ireland, well, you're not going to have really many pools, are we? Let's be honest. Fog-free mirrors. Oh, I like this one, actually. I haven't seen this one yet. Here we go. Prevent your bathroom mirror from fogging up after a hot shower with car wax. Jesus, man, I should have known this one. Car wax. I should have known this from racing. Car wax. Apply a small amount of car wax to the mirror. Let it dry. Then buff with a soft, dry cloth. Expert tips that add up to big savings on your next bath remodel. Did anyone think of that when you put your socks on this morning? Holy fuck. There you go, guys. You get out of the shower. The fucking mirror fogs up. Car wax. Put it on and it won't fog up. That's awesome. Cool. All right, what's next? Let's have another gander here. Renew your furniture in minutes. Okay, so it's saying here, my son plastered all of the furniture in his room with stickers, from skate shops, arenas, and gumball machines. Once he moved out, I wanted to use his furniture in the new guest room without the stickers. I peeled off all the stickers using a putty knife in combination with hairdryer to soften the adhesive. I'll say that again. Using a putty, P-U-T-T-Y, knife in combination with the hairdryer to soften the adhesive. Some are harder to remove than others, but I had them all off in a couple of hours. Well, did you know that one, guys? That's handy to know. And then, hang on, let's see. Take the guesswork of, a tape template. So in other words, if you want to take the guesswork out of hanging picture frames, shelves, and other items, in other words, if you want to make sure it's straight, a straight line, it's saying here, stick a piece of masking tape. Oh, hang on. Shelves and other items with keyhole hangers. To begin, stick a piece of masking tape over the keyholes and then trace over the keyholes with a pencil, making a template. Make sure it's level. Stick the template on the wall where you want a shelf, the shelf. Drill your ankle holder screws in the template and remove it. Actually, forget about that one, guys. Do you know what is a good one? You can literally download it on your phone for free. A spirit level, it's called. If you want to make sure things are straight. I actually have it on my own phone here as well. A spirit level. It's like got that little bubble, right? And you have to make sure it stays in the middle of that little yellow little tube at the top of the thing. So if you want to make sure that something is straight, or if you're putting up a photo and you want to make sure it's straight, get that spirit level, S-P-I-R-I-T level. It's really, really cool, man, for keeping things level, or making sure things level. Ooh, get wrinkles out of your laundry with zero effort. Okay, this sounds interesting. So they're saying here, ditch the time-consuming iron or handheld steamer to get wrinkles out of a shirt or slacks. Throw a few ice cubes or a wet washcloth in the dryer with your wrinkled clothes. Throw a few ice cubes or a wet washcloth in the dryer with your wrinkled clothes. As the ice melts and the water turns to steam, it will remove the wrinkles. This trick isn't as effective with heavier clothing, but is a miracle for lighter fabrics. The best part is that you don't have to set the dryer for longer than 10 minutes for it to work. Huh. There you go, guys. If you want to get your wrinkles out with zero effort. So I'll say it again. Get your wrinkled shirt or whatever. Throw a few ice cubes or a wet washcloth in the dryer with your wrinkled clothes. As the ice melts and the water turns to steam, it will remove the wrinkles. Cool. That's not, that's sweet. That is sweet, man. And, oh, here we go. That's a good one. This probably worked for everybody. A zip tie phone stand, even though it looks a bit weird and bulky here. So, in other words, a phone stand for your phone, obviously. And zip ties, guys, if you know what they are. You know, cable ties? They're those white, long, sort of, I suppose, stringy-looking plastic things, right, that you tuck around and they go through the hole and they lock into place. Okay, that's what those cable ties, zip ties are. So you can use that as a phone stand. So in other words, when referencing projects, plans, or a photo for inspiration while working on a DIY, most of us use our phones to display images or videos. The only problem is that our phone drops, making it difficult to see. So you can make a smartphone stand out just about anything these days, but it doesn't get much simpler than looping zip ties around your phone, one on each side. All you have to do is tighten the zip ties until they're snug to the phone with the zip tie heads facing down and near the edge of your phone. If you can imagine it, guys, I hope I'm doing a good job here. Now you can watch video instructions or look at project drawings without having to hold it in your hands the whole time. Let me say that one again. So, all you gotta do, tighten a few zip ties until they're snug to the phone. With the zip tie heads facing down and near the edge of your phone. Now you can watch the video instructions or look at project drawings without having to hold it in your hands the whole time. Okay? Keep an eye on that one. I like that one, actually. Yeah, I do like that one. Okay, a secret cash stash. Huh. Sometimes you don't want to carry your wallet around at the beach, for example. Ooh, especially if you're going on a sunny holiday, when you've got to leave belongings unattended while I go for a swim. But I still need cash on hand for food, drinks, etc. So I turned an empty tube of lip balm into a secret cash stash. You could do the same thing with an empty stick of sunscreen too. A long nail works great for digging out any remaining bits of lip balm, and a cotton swab wipes away any waxy residue. Let me say that again. A long nail works great for digging out any remaining bits of lip balm, and a cotton swab wipes away any waxy residue. Cool. And they say, not only is the tube small enough to fit in my pocket, but it'll also fool any potential thieves. I mean, who would steal somebody's used lip balm? There you go. Who would steal a lip balm? Huh. I like that one. Oh, I'm going to have to check you out there now, guys, in a second. What do you think of all these life hacks here? Very cool. DIY drip waterer. Oh, here's an easy way to turn any hose, so if any gardeners out there, any hose into a drip watering hose. Drill 1/8 inch holes every 2 inch, Jesus, and screw a cap the end. Huh? Weave the hose around your plants and turn on the spigot. You'll have to do something testing to figure out the right setting to make watering even easier. Oh, Jesus, I can't figure this one out myself, I have to admit. I mean, who's gonna have a fucking... Are you gonna measure everything exactly? Do you know what I mean? Christ. Here's another one. The ultimate extra hand. Carrying a sheet of plywood, if you're any doing DIY at home, is awkward and hard on your back. The best method I've found is to make a loop from an 18-foot length of rope. Who's got 18-foot length of rope in their house? Come on. And wrap it around two corners. Now I can use the rope as a handle. Okay, well, hey, if you can get 18-foot fucking rope, great. But okay, that's useful. Useful. So guys, imagine, okay, you're carrying a big bit of wood or something in your house, all right, plywood. Make a loop from 18-foot length of rope, if you have some, and wrap it around two corners. Now you can use the rope as a handle. Well, definitely work, that's for sure. Okay, how to double your resealable bags. How to double? You mean double size? This might be the coolest way to turn sandwich size bags into snack size bags. Here's how to do it. Heat up an old butter knife with a lighter and slice the bag in half. The hot knife cauterizes the edges of the two new bags. The cauterized edges are as strong as the factory sealed edges. Alright, if you can make any sense of that, I can't make any fucking sense of that one. Jesus. Hope that helps. Alright, let's have a look. Any other ones here now? Instant picture frame bumpers. What the hell does that mean? Instant picture frame bumpers. I don't get what that means. Maybe you guys have an idea. Stop wall frames from slipping out of place and scratching the wall paint. Ah, okay. By putting small dots of hot glue on the back corners of the frame. The hot glue not only prevents movement, but it also holds the picture away from the wall to prevent scratches and nicks. There you go. That will come in useful, actually, especially if you're always getting new paintings or photos. Yeah, so let's go again with that. I'll just call it out. Stop wall frames from slipping out of place and scratching the wall paint by putting small dots of hot glue on the back corners of the frame. The hot glue not only prevents movement, but it holds the picture away from the wall to prevent scratches and nicks. All right, that's a good one. I like that one. Ooh, clean up paint and carpet. This has got to be a handy one, surely, for everybody, I would assume, right? Any, especially painting your house. Okay, so they say here, I used to think dropping a loaded paintbrush on the carpet meant replacing the carpet, until a former foreman told me this little tip. Put some denatured alcohol onto a rag and scrub away the paint. Use a rag that is as close in color to the carpet, as the alcohol can transfer some of the rag's color to the carpet. Huh. Hope that helps, lads. Hope that helps. Ooh, this is quite a handy one. A picture frame message board. This sounds good, actually, this one. Let's have a look. So, I'm all for dry erase message boards, but they're usually pretty unattractive. So I make message boards using nice picture frames. To make these message boards, grab a picture frame and paper. Cut the paper to fit the frame and set it in behind the glass. Set it in behind the glass? The glass makes an excellent dry erase surface. Ah, that's fairly good. That's fairly cool. Jesus. Oh, I like this one. Make a rug, any rug, extra comfortable. Okay. Want to make any rug feel extra plush and luxurious? Add a layer of carpet padding underneath your rug. It's thicker and cheaper than a typical rug pad. The next time you wash that pile of dishes in the sink, your feet will thank you. All right, you see, guys, you see, we're solving the world's problems here, you know? This is why you got to listen to the Peter Welsh Show podcast every single day, because it's awesome. Oh, God. Let's have a look. Any other good ones here? Oh, this might be handy. Remove gum from your carpet. I say gum, as in chewing gum. When gum freezes, it gets brittle and easily breaks apart. So if you have gum stuck in your carpet, freeze it to remove it quickly and neatly. Number one, place a sandwich bag filled with ice cubes on top of the gum. Place a sandwich bag filled with ice cubes on top of the gum and wait about a half an hour. When the gum is frozen, break it apart and pull it out of the carpet. No trace left behind. Ah, some of these are really clever, man, aren't they? They're so simple. And yet, you're like, man, how did I never think of this shit? Jesus. So cool. Okay, here we go. Another one. A quick cold drinks. Does wrapping a wet paper towel around a warm canned or bottled beverage and putting it in the freezer cool it faster than if it were no paper towel around it? Some folks theorize that it can... something to your body. And the wet paper towel is something analogous to sweat, since it's well known that evaporation of sweat pulls heat away from the body, causing a cooling effect. The same should happen with a canned beverage in the freezer, right? There's a lot of expert opinions about this online support. So wrapping a wet paper towel around a warm canned or bottled beverage. Okay, hopefully that one helps. Somebody's saying here, Peter, what the fuck? Yeah, I get it too, man. What the fuck indeed? Jesus. Yeah. All right, I think we'll leave it there for now. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. In fact, I want this one myself. Your shoes will look new. All you need is an old toothbrush and a little toothbrush to get your old sneakers looking like new. Non-gel white toothpaste works great for cleaning white sole sneakers. Colored toothpaste may stain rather than clean sneakers. Apply toothpaste to an old toothbrush and then work the paste into the dirty spots. Leave the toothpaste on the shoes for about 10 minutes and then wipe it off with a damp towel. Okay, so non-gel white toothpaste. And what do they say? A little toothpaste. Apply toothpaste to an old toothbrush. Okay. And then work the paste into the dirty spots. Alright. Okay, guys. Well, hopefully that helps. A couple of life hacks. I might come back with a lot more of these. These are fascinating, some of these ones. They're fucking so handy, man. But guys, we're going to stay on TikTok here. But we're going to finish off the podcast here now. So guys, thanks for listening today. Hopefully those life hacks and everything works for you. Hopefully a bit of use. Cheers, guys.
Peter Walsh.